Hadi TV, welcome back. Now it's time to talk about Lady Dalham, or Dalham, as you said previously. Okay, I'm going to say just talk a little bit about her story and, you know, how she got involved with Ashura. This lady, Lady Dalham, she and her family were coming back from Hajj rituals. And, you know, from Hajj, from Mecca to, she was living in Basra, there are so,
Kufa.
She was living, in Kufa. There are so many camps and stops because they didn't have cars or airplanes. They had to travel by camel and horses. So they had to, every like a couple of hours, they had to rest in a specific camp. The caravan of Imam Hussein was coming back. This family were also coming back. But they always stayed one stop behind Imam Hussein, one stop difference. So Imam Hussein rested, camped in one place. They didn't want to confront each other, so they camped in another place. This continued until the last stop, which because of some reasons, they had no other choice but to camp in the place that Imam Hussein and his caravan had camped. So his wife faced him and said, "Suhair, what do you think you're doing? The son of the prophet's daughter is asking for your help and you're declining? At least go and listen and talk with him. If you don't agree, you can come back and decline. At least go first and see what he wants to say." This is the part of the story that I read. After this, he went and some other things happened. But I want you to tell us more details about the story. You said they were eating something. Could you tell us?
Yeah,
I want to have a picture in my mind.
Yeah, no, you explain very well, mashallah. Because as you have mentioned, that Zuhair bin Qain, he wasn't an ordinary man. Mm-hmm. He was the chief of his tribe.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And very important role he had in his tribe. So therefore, and they were very like outstanding again people in his tribe. So, and he wasn't one of the followers and lovers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Imam Ali alayhi salam. He had that love in his heart, but not in action. So many people, even still we have in our society, you know, they love some personalities, but they're not with them. You know, they have some kind of any hesitation to go with them. So here Zuhair, as you have mentioned, he was escaping from Imam. Mm-hmm. And look at the beauty of Imam's character, that really he is the, you know, grandson of Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Like, Hal min Nasiriyan Surna. You know, this the slogan which Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he said after even the day of Ashura, it wasn't just for himself, it was for us. Like, there were, if some people would come and help Imam will definitely will be martyred after that help too.
Yeah.
So he is seeking help for us, means he's saying come towards Nijat, towards salvation, towards Jannah. So he's calling. So maybe in last episode I've mentioned that Imam's mercy, Imam's, you know, that greediness to take us towards Allah's mercy and Jannah is so amazing. Like, he's finding any kind of excuse to guide us, you know, to, you know, save us from misguided. So therefore, Imam is, you know, sending his messenger towards him. And according to history, he was the chief of the, you know, tribe, and big tribe was there, and he was sitting with his companion, and he was eating a food that was, I think, maybe a lunch break. So suddenly when he saw the Imam's messenger, it was the great shock for him. According to tradition, he said, "كَأَنَّمَا الطُّيُورُ رُؤُوسَهُمْ," like the birds were sitting on their head, like that in that form, like he couldn't move
frozen.
His head. Yeah, he was literally frozen. Yeah. So over there, the role of Dalham is very, very important, because I call her as a ni'mal aun fi ta'atullah. Like, she's one of the best supporter of her husband in the way of Allah.
That's like what Imam Ali said to Lady Fatima.
Yes, yes. And look how they are following. Like in this form, like therefore I say Daylam is the ideal wife. You know, like we should choose this kind of like partner in our life who guide, who can guide us towards Jannat and towards Imamat and Vilayat. When the messenger of Imam Hussein came to Zuhair's tent and Lady Daylam was hearing the call of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the invitation of Imam Hussein alayhi salam by this messenger, and when she saw that my husband Zuhair is not replying, he's quiet and he want to reject this, you know, refuse this call and invitation. Now look at the, you know, role of one wife, one good wife, one spiritual wife, one, you know, supporter of in faith. She's breaking all the ways of whispering of shaitan, because it wasn't easy to refuse the call of Imam Hussein. Therefore, Zuhair was just wondering and thinking that how I can refuse, what should I say? And suddenly, you know, and very promptly, Lady Daylam, she said, Subhanallah, this is the words of Daylam, you know, glory to Allah, what you are thinking. And you, like somehow she wants to say, you are so lucky that Imam Hussein, you know, the grandson of Rasulullah is inviting you, and you are thinking to go or not. You know, go quickly and reply to him. And it means that Daylam said labbaik to Imam. It means, and she knows the price of this labbaik too.
Yes.
You know, every action of Daylam was with wisdom, with knowledge, with certainty, and which shows that she knows that after saying labbaik in these circumstances, because therefore they were escaping from Imam Hussein, they knew what is going on, you know. They were very aware of their society's problem, you know, and therefore they were escaping from Imam. So Daylam, you know, awoke the conscience of Zuhair bin Qain very in beautiful way. And then because of this beautiful encouragement, Zuhair went to Imam Hussein's tent. And look at again the beauty. Really, you know, I love this part, that when Zuhair returned from Imam Hussein's, you know, tent to his tent, he declared, he first of all, he went to his wife and he said, "Oh, Daylam, you are free. You know, I have decided to be give a company to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I'm ready to sacrifice my whole life for Imam Hussein alayhi salam." Because the same Zuhair who would used to go towards the tent of Imam Hussein with, you know, so anxiety, with fear,
uncertain,
you know, uncertainty there. But the same Zuhair, when came back, is completely changed his whole existence. Like the peace, the tranquility you can see in his face. So I love to say to our Imam, to our present Imam, I ask that, you know, oh Imam, whatever, you know, kind of you put your merciful side to Zuhair bin Qain, to make his weak will in strong will, you know, like determination, which we need nowadays. He was very weak in his faith, but how your, you know, side, your mercy made him very strong man. In these days, even we want that kind of merciful side, you know, and we want to make our like determination about supporting Islam, you know, or therefore I can say, oh Imam, strengthen our faith and iman to have a good awaiter of our Imam, inshallah.
Inshallah. I think Zuhair is very lucky, because not, you know, there were so many other people that maybe the similar stories happened for them, but nothing happened.
Yeah.
But he got specific guidance, you know, this nur, this light of guidance penetrated into his heart. I mean, this couldn't have happened by, you know, accident. I think this was because Zuhair's heart and nature was somehow ready to accept this invitation.
No, because as we know that decrees in our hand, you know, whatever we do by our action, as we know that if Zuhair would have not, you know, reply to Imam Hussein's call, Zuhair's name would not be in the list of martyr of Karbala, mm-hmm. you know. And today we are remembering his name as a martyr of Karbala, Shaheed of Karbala. Yeah. So we are giving so much respect to him. Yeah. So how he got this great honor and status because of you know, his that sincere nature and like love for Ahlul Bayt, which, you know, he got because of the call of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Gradually we're going towards the end of the program. I wanted to talk about Toa, the other influential lady who was living in Kufa at the time. But I don't think we have time to talk about her this session. But one question that is in my mind is that being present at the service of Imam Hussein was something that a lady like Daylam would have, you know, wished, you know, to do. Why didn't she accompany her husband, you know, to Karbala? And why did he come to her and said, okay, my wife, thank you, you know, you have, you know, these are things we don't have in history, but naturally he would have said to her, you have shown me the right path, and I feel so happy that I've been guided finally. But And her last request was that, my dear husband, now that you are leaving, just as my last request, I have one request from you. When you are in heaven with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, just remember, recall me when you're at his presence. This was her last request, and the story is finished. We don't have anything else about her. But the question that pops into my mind when I was reading is that, why didn't she accompany Zuhair? And why didn't she go?
Yeah, it is a very important question. As we know that there were so many families, you know, with their
present.
Wives, yeah, in present Karbala. But the actual, you know, reason in which we know that the reality is that all history is not in our hand. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know exactly what happened. As maybe she has more very crucial role for, you know, she has played a lot for Karbala, but we got only this much glance of her life, and even we don't know about her circumstances and, you know, the problems which she is facing. We don't know what kind of wisdom behind you know, of not coming, not accompanying her to with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, with her husband, because we don't know, maybe physically she wasn't fit. We don't know, she had so many other responsibilities which you know, doesn't allow her, because as we know that jihad and fasting is not very wajib and incumbent for all the Muslim. If you have any you know, uzr or any excuse, you are free from this job. So the actual answer is really, really, we don't know the whole circumstances of Daylam. But in the wish and the desire which she said to Imam Hussein al-Islam, it is very, very beautiful. You know, even it shows inside of Lady Daylam that how great she was. Like, she's not wishing, she's not desiring for worldly stuff. She's saying, only I have one desire. This, I love this sentence. قَالَتْ خَارَ اللَّهَ, like, you know, Allah will be with you always. Oh, Zuhair, you know, and she's so satisfied that Zuhair is going with her guidance, with her encouragement, and she's having one very great we say shafi' intercessor in hereafter too. So as'aluka an tazkurani yawm al-qiyamah 'inda jadd al-Husayn, as you said, that the main purpose of her life, you know, that the goal is very high. It's for hereafter too. She's saying, I know we are, you know, definitely going to meet our our Imam Hussein and Holy Prophet and Lady Fatima al-Zahra. So please, you know, don't forget me over there, you mm-hmm. know, and I'm your supporter there because of some reasons I can't accompany you, but we will meet inshallah hereafter in Jannat yeah. with Holy Prophet and with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I wish we all have this kind of, you know, holy goal in our life, you know, that yeah. that should be our purpose of life, and we should live with yaqeen, with certainty that inshallah one day we will meet Imam Asr inshallah, and we were able to have their intercession in this world and hereafter inshallah.
Thank you very much. We learned a lot from your company, and inshallah next session we will talk about Toa, another lady who had a very important, significant role in history. And then we will also talk about some other ladies. So if the dear audience of Hadi TV want to accompany us and want to learn all this information, please stay with us to the next program. And as for the last prayer, we pray that inshallah Allah helps us, that we succeed in all these trials and tests that we are faced with in our life. Thank you for watching, and